833-2782.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let's see, Downstate Kim sent me a text. Let's see what's going on with her. Okay, she said sent. Okay, got it. That one went through. Bob, you should be getting it here shortly. Question, please. Dan mentioned illegal to which jurisdiction? MCL or MRP? The meeting from this past Saturday was illegal according to MRP bylaws, according to the attorney. Election laws, Michigan compiled laws, MCLs do not apply to this privately held corporation, even though some people are calling it an unincorporated association. Yeah, that was from their attorney who slept at the Holiday Inn Express. Another story that went under the radar that I did not see back on December 14th last year. The House Minority Leader, Matt Hall, issued a statement regarding the fact that Governor Gretchen Whitmer used $2 million of taxpayer dollars to get a one-star review for her hand-picked population council. Remember, she created this big council. I believe there was 21 members, and they were going to have meetings, and they were going to brainstorm, and they were going to do research, and they were going to come up with recommendations to the governor on how to solve our declining population problem we have here in the state of Michigan. Well, governor, all you do is ask me. I have 6 bullet points that would absolutely grow our population immediately. But I'm sure you wouldn't implement any of them because it doesn't fall into your agenda that you want to do and the way you want to do it. Let me explain. Governor Whitmer spent $2 million of taxpayer money for her population council to give her a 1-star review. Not a 5-star, not a 4-star. A 1-star review. Okay. The governor handpicked the council, excluded Republican voices and others, but the report is a searing indictment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's failure these past 5 years as governor of the state of Michigan. It acknowledges problems that were already identified back in 2016 and 2017. Our roads are still broken, our schools are failing, and Michiganders are leaving the state. Michigan started making progress under the Snyder administration, but the council has now made it abundantly clear that Governor Whitmer has never had a bold, coordinated economic growth plan for the state. A forward-looking, cohesive approach, or even a roadmap to transform and improve our economy. She hasn't moved the needle. Now, most of the solutions her population council recommends just repeats recommendation from prior reports. So basically, we're back to square one after this council's 6 months worth of work. The council even said the challenges are worse than expected. That's because instead of developing a sound strategy, the governor has spent her time in office trying to undo the forward steps Michigan took under Governor Rick Snyder, chipping away at education standards, i.e., just to interject right there, the Democrats in the House and the Senate repealed the third grade level reading law. Under Governor Rick Snyder, the Republicans, they made it very simple. By the third grade, if you cannot read, you're not being promoted to the fourth grade. You're going to be held back a year until you're able to test and prove that you know how to read. Well, guess what? The Democrats repealed that. The story goes on. Rejecting serious efforts to invest in infrastructure. Roads, bridges. This year, 2023, she and her Democrat allies rejected Republican efforts to increase funding for local road repairs. End of sentence, period, right there. What have I been saying for years? Roads are like politics. Everything must be dealt with at the local community level. You can't say you're going to fix the road statewide. That mission statement, that goal, is too big. What you have to do is focus at the micromanagement level, which is local. City, townships, villages. Working together with their local county road commission. Folks, this is so simple. It's common sense. It's math. It's goal setting 101. You start small and you build on your absolute successes. It's exactly how it's done. If you start at the city, townships, and villages working with the counties, there's only 83 counties in the state of Michigan. If each county was fixing the roads in their county, the problem would be solved. But you see, they don't look at it that way from Lansing. They have this behemoth bureaucratic agency called Michigan Department of Transportation. They know best at the state level from Lansing as to where the potholes are in our community. It's absolutely stinking thinking, a corrupt, bureaucratic, top-heavy management department within our state government. When the Republicans wanted to give an increased funding for local road repairs, Whitmer said no. Meanwhile, the council's calls for expensive programs will come with billions of dollars in new taxes. Why? Because the China virus money is gone. Bye-bye. Like drunken sailors, the governor and the Democrats spent the $9 billion surplus we had. So if they want to implement any of the recommendations that are made by this council, guess what? They got to raise funding for it. Where does funding come from in Lansing? Taxes. Increase sales taxes. Excise taxes, more taxes at the pump. Any way, shape, or form they can tax us, that's what they're going to have to do in order to pay for these recommendations. New taxes proving that the governor's whole point for the council was to give Democrats political cover for these unpopular tax hikes. Of course, the commission did not offer any specific recommendations about which taxes to raise to pay for this new spending. And the Democrats, again, what I just said, wasted the entire $9 billion surplus we had. We cannot spend our way out of our problems. Raising taxes will only further increase the cost of living in our state, make it harder for people to put down roots here. Democrats are already raising the income tax on January 1st. They may want to hike our taxes even more. As a result, our population will continue to shrink, and the only thing that will grow will be Governor Whitmer's record of failure. Then it goes into the history. Back in 2016 and 17, Governor Snyder commissioned several reports to analyze the state's 21st century needs when it came to education, infrastructure, the economy, to identify problems and to recommend many solutions that were in fact echoed by this governor's increased population council. The day the governor announced the growing Michigan Together Council, we knew that this would be nothing more than a Trojan horse for new taxes. The final report will be adopted before the end of the year. This again came out on December 14th. Annual budget of $82 billion that was passed this summer spent billions of dollars on pork projects, underfunded major priorities, and spent all of the surplus. The only solution, they'll have to raise taxes. They spent $2 million to fund this council's activities for the last 6 months by 21 people. Unbelievable. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number one. You've been hearing the commercial that is still airing regarding the end of the year sale for WellConnect's DIY cash and carry discounted price. Well, it's still ongoing, and if you've had time to look at your tax situation, talk to your accountant, you can still purchase this month, the month of January, a WellConnect unit from Alpina at the factory and still be able to write it off on your 2023 taxes, qualifying for a $3,300 federal income tax credit instead of having to pay $3,300 worth of federal income taxes. You can buy a unit and Uncle Sam will pay $3,300 toward the cost of the unit for you. Install it yourself. You're going to save another about $3,500, $3,700 from not having to pay a professional local dealer to install it. And then if you're in an electric co-op like Great Lakes Energy, Cherryland, Cloverland, PIE&G, you're going to get a check. Folks, this is the lowest price you will ever be able to get a WellConnect unit for. Less than $6,000 out of pocket. Return on investment, roughly about 2 to 3 years. The savings that you get from running the WellConnect unit to heat and air condition your home will pay for itself. After year three, return on investments fully paid back from your savings, and the rest of the useful life, roughly 25, 30 years, you'll be saving money every single month. You're already going to be returned investment paid back to you, and you will be making money. So call 231-420-8320. Leave your name, phone number, the best time to call you back, what city you live in, and who is your electric provider. And then turn around and text that same information to that same number, 231-420-8320. We'll be able to get you a unit from the factory. You'll pick it up there. I'll even go there and help you load it into your vehicle. Dave Ajima, very interesting question for us. How much money gotten from the roads were diverted elsewhere? Guaranteed it was misused, and the existing taxes are more than they actually need for the roads. went from 199 to 192 in 3 days. I'm not sure what you're referring to on that last text message, Dave. But Dave was the former chairman of transportation in Lansing. He actually found money from the feds in Washington to implement, to use to repair the roads here in Michigan. This is unbelievable. How on God's green earth can it cost $2 million for a council of 21 people to burn through that kind of money in just 6 months? Where did all that money go? No wonder the budget is $82 billion. Unbelievable. Yes, Kim, that's the truth. Oh, okay, Dave Ajima, him and Barb have been scanned and are on Missy's weight loss program. He went from 199 to 192 in just 3 days. 7 pounds in 3 days, so that's 2 1/3 pounds per day. Those are his numbers on his weight loss. I thought you were talking about the roads. Unbelievable. Well, guess what, folks? The $2 million is gone. They didn't make any real recommendations that we didn't already know from Governor Rick Snyder's study back in 2016, 2017. As he started implementing certain things, they passed in education the third grade reading level bill. If you can't read by third grade, well, guess what? You're not going into the fourth grade. Democrats repealed it. Every benchmark of improving the things that are wrong with the state of Michigan have basically been undone by this governor and the Democrats. Reinstating prevailing wage. Our construction projects are going to cost more. They don't care. They wanted to do a political payback for their union friends. The only saving grace to all this, people, is this year's election. Let me tell you why. Because of what they've done to this state last year, I'm predicting Republicans will get the majority back in the House. They can neuter this governor for the last 2 years of her term. This upcoming budget for 2025 and then her last budget for 2026, the last year she will be in office, the Republicans will be in charge of appropriations in the House if they've got the stones to shut it down. Don't pass a budget until you get the cuts necessary to get our financial house in order. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will be joining us in the next half hour. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education.